WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
'Twas the night before Christmas. Well, not quite the night before
almost,
Christmas, but almost, Pamela.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. It's nice to have you back, and this is a great time of year to be listening to beautiful music, and I'm sure you have some for us tonight.
Well, absolutely. This evening is dedicated to English composers who have that great tradition of carols and whose Christmas works may not be so familiar to our listeners. I was really doing a lot of research for this evening, and it took me down a very fascinating path. So the first piece we're going to listen to is by a composer named Victor Healy Hutchison. He was born in 1901 in South Africa and died in London in 1947. He was a child prodigy and ended up moving from South Africa to London. He was a conductor, a pianist, and an accompanist, and worked at the BBC. But in 1934, he left to become professor of music at the University of Birmingham. In 1938, he saw the signs of war approaching, and so he moved his family out from Birmingham to a nearby village. He became a doctor of music. He got his PhD from Oxford in 1941, and then he also joined the cadet force. In 1944, he returned to the BBC to become the director of music there. So that's where most people have heard his name. And he moved to St. John's Wood. He never purchased a car. He always used a bicycle. So he had all these little quirks and idiosyncrasies. So in 1947, it was a very long-lasting winter. And to save fuel, which was still rationed in England, he refused to switch on the radiators in his office. He developed a cold, which turned into pneumonia, and then he died at the premature age of 45. So very interesting. You know, we've been talking about all these English composers who, you know, lived through these wars, whether it was World War I or World War II, and it was a very different experience than I think what we had here in the States.
Right.
And so he wrote actually a lot of light humor songs, some children's works, and this incredible piece called A Carol Symphony. And what you'll hear in it is all of these Christmas carols that you recognize. And he treats them in almost a pops kind of way. And I was fascinated by this piece. So we are going to hear the first two movements, with the first one, which is Allegro Energico, and the second one, which is a Scherzo.
Great. We'll listen to those two pieces, then take a short break and be back with more.
Thank you.
We are back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director of the Newport Music Festival, and listening to some beautiful holiday music, although I must admit, Pamela, not someone I was familiar with as far as a composer.
I love discovering relatively unknown composers. There's this vast, I'm going to say there are these volumes of music out there that we don't hear. And I think that as a musicologist, as obviously somebody who does a lot of programming, it's my responsibility to create a balance between, of course, the messiahs, right, at Christmas or,
sure. Or
you know, a passion. But nonetheless, to also introduce our listeners and to our audiences to pieces that have incredible merit, you know, are gorgeously composed and sometimes are... Perhaps we're at the pinnacle of, you know, a relatively unknown composer's career, and therefore, you know, have this history and, of course, this plethora of work behind them. And so just like, you know, those first two movements that we heard, very well composed pieces. And again, you know, maybe it's not Beethoven or maybe it's not Mozart, but again, there's different music for different people and also for how you're feeling at a different time. So I think it's always interesting to introduce all these people to us.
Right. And that happens in every genre of music. Right. I mean, there are huge country and Western stars that I've never heard of, right. You know, but if you're into that music, you know about them, or, you know, any kind of segment of music that can happen when you're real familiar with something.
Right.
So thank you for making us more familiar with some classical people.
How often have you gone to a concert, right? Relatively unknown artist, and you buy the three CDs they have out there because it's so wonderful, right? That's the joy of live music.
Right.
So this next piece is one of my favorite composers, probably pretty well known, Ray Vaughan Williams.
Absolutely.
Who lived from 1872 to 1958. We're going to listen to his Fantasia on Greensleeves, which is, you know, based on a very well-known carol. The carol began as a secular song, and then the words were added as the way people know it for Christmas, right. to what child is this, right? And then Ralph Vaughan Williams took it and created one of his beautiful Fantasias. So we're actually going to hear it first as Greensleeves with Sir James Galway on flute. And then we're going to hear Sir Neville Marriner and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields play Ralph Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on Greensleeves.
What child is this who laid to rest?
something can be too beautiful or too relaxing, but that certainly was pleasing to listen to. What do you have for us next?
So the next piece we're going to listen was arranged by Henry John Gauntlett. Again, probably a composer that our listeners are not very familiar with. And he lived from 1805 to 1876. He was an organist, and his father was then the vicar. It was intended for a career in law, as they say. He actually became a lawyer until he was 40 years old and then decided, enough of that.
Done with that.
I'm going to devote myself to the thing I love most, which is, you know, being an organist. And what's interesting is he actually, the Archbishop of Canterbury actually gave him a doctorate. And he really did a lot to raise the standard of church music in England at that time. So he was also an inventor and created an electrical action apparatus for organs. He wrote over 1,000 hymns, and he wrote this piece that is quite beautiful called Once in Royal David City. It was a Christmas carol originally written as a poem by Cecil Francis Alexander, and Miss Cecil Humphrey's hymn book, so a female composer, wrote the hymn, and then he took it and he adapted it. And what's interesting is since 1919, this piece, Once in Royal David's City, has been played at King's College Chapel, Cambridge, for its Christmas Eve service since 1919, 100 years. It'll be its anniversary.
Just keep going over and over.
So here we have Humphrey's Once in Royal David's City, performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral.
All right, let's give it a listen, then we'll take a short break and be back.
Oh,
back to our Christmas special. Pamela, I'd like to get right back into the music because we want to squeeze it all in.
Okay. The next piece is by Edward Elgar, who I believe our listeners have heard of, and he lived from 1857 to 1934. The piece we're going to listen to is called A Christmas Greeting, and it was written when Elgar was in Rome with his wife, but he sent the music back to Hereford for the cathedral choristers. And what's interesting about this piece and the last piece on the program is they are both performed originally in Hereford, England, which is fascinating. There's a huge tradition there. So he sent this piece called A Christmas Greeting and posted it back to the choristers and dedicated it to his doctor, Dr. Sinclair.
Thank you.
The last piece on this evening's program is by Ralph Vaughan Williams again, and this is his Fantasia on Christmas Carols. And it starts quite quietly with the baritone and quite deeply, and that it ends quite gloriously with a children's choir and a full choir. And like much of his work, it's a deeply spiritual and thoughtful composition. And the piece ends wishing everyone a very happy new year. So I believe this is our last broadcast of 2018.
And that's will make it a great way to say Happy New Year
so
to everyone.
So Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in 2019.
Thank you, Pamela. Merry Christmas to you and all of your family, and Merry Christmas to all WCRI listeners.
Merry Christmas.
He would redeem us by his son. Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
All Christmas night, all Christians sing to hear the news the angels bring.
News of great joy, news of great mirth, news of a merciful King's birth.
Grace
and life and hope.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.